Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A little new version of our theme for the new year, Dave Schwann. Good morning.
Good morning and happy new year, man.
Happy new year to you as well.
That is a different version of
the
theme.
Yeah, who is that, Lise? What is, you don't know? She just throws her hands up. She doesn't know, but I like it. We need to do a little something different.
Why not? It's
Why
the new
not?
Year.
That's right.
Let's get off to a new start, although
that's
it's right. Tough to beat Sam Cooke.
That's true. How you been, man? It's been a while. It's been weeks. I feel, you know, I was telling Roger earlier, I've been either preempted by the holidays or taking off a couple of days or filling in other slots.
So it's kind of weird now, isn't it?
Yeah, he said Dave Plyer's filling in for Dave Plyer today, is what he said, which I thought was very funny. Mark Carmen, I think John Hansen, Esmeralda have been hanging out on the air for me. But I've been doing weeks of our business show, and it's just not the rhythm of my show. I enjoyed doing it, but it's just...
And you were good at it, too.
I don't know. That's very nice of you. But it was just, you know, not our normal hanging out on the air, just laying back, having a conversation.
It's
a lot
different.
More of a fast-paced
hour.
So I was thrilled to be back hanging out today, although a lot of what we did today was our favorite conversations of the year, which we usually do at the end of the year or the beginning of the new year. And my on-air was relegated to some openings and some introductions and then, you know, taking a nap in the chair. But no, we got some fun stuff. We're working on
Why can't I see
month.
You? We don't have
oh,
the...
Oh, I got to... At least would you pull those down while you're kind of hanging? I promise I won't ask you to do any bumps while we're doing this. Yeah. Oh, we'll put those back up. I didn't need people, you know, seeing me work on my briefcase.
There you are.
Well, you know, we're planning the next few weeks like we always do. We just kind of look ahead at, you know, book releases and stuff. We're trying to get Catherine O'Hara from Second City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's in the new season, third season premiere of Schitt's Creek. And yes, I can say that because it's a proper name. And it's a very, very funny show. So we're working on that. I think Dr.
You're braver than I. Yeah. I would be in so much trouble if
No. Well, and then Dr. Ian Smith, who is, I think, on the President's Council for Health, not for much longer, but unless that continues on. But we're going to talk about, you know, everyone tries to diet and get crazy this time of year, and it lasts a very short period of time. So how can you just eat a little healthier and do it every day and, you know, just make yourself, you know, a better human being? So we're working on all kinds of stuff for the rest of the month here, but we got a massive...
I have a couple of questions
for the doctor,
actually.
Oh, good, okay.
When he would arrive, you know, namely, you know, it's what you eat and where also. What I mean by where is in front of the TV. How easy is it to, you know, you're watching a program you like and all of a sudden I get hungry.
And you nosh.
Even though I've had dinner.
Yeah.
And you nosh.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll try to get him for the end of the show, though, so then you can participate in that conversation.
All right.
For sure.
Whatever. Yeah.
So this is pretty critical. We've got a lot of history. This is one of the longer ones, and I remember this every year in the beginning of the year, and maybe we're catching up a little bit. But 1854, critical to our existence, Dave, Thomas Crapper.
I know where you're going on this.
Invented the flush toilet. So it's, there you go. And you know what's funny? When did you ever hear a toilet flush on television? What was the
All
only
in the
place?
Family.
All in the Family. That was the only place that you got to see that. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Thomas Crapper, and that is the honest to God truth. He patented the flush toilet back in 1861. 1870, and there's a lot of just points on here. 1870, the donkey first used as a symbol of the Democratic Party in Harper's Weekly. So it was a cartoon that in just referenced the party, but that was the first time it was used, 1870. 1889, the Coca-Cola Company, then known as the Pemberton Medicine Company.
100 years ago, it was medicine.
Yeah, it was medicine. And it was made, was there cocaine in there? I can't remember.
That's why it was Coke.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty wild. But we've got a classic commercial to play for you. Here you go. You know, so that is the most probably, Dave, would you say the most classic commercial for Coca-Cola?
We're here, Dave. Roger and I have a minor technical problem we're solving.
All right, so you do
the
that.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. Okay. 1896, first X-ray photo in the U.S. was completed by Dr. Henry Smith. 1906, the first time the Dow Jones closed above 100. See, now we're talking, Lisa, about business again here and the Dow Jones. But it hasn't hit 20,000. We were talking about it, right, all last week?
I know. I've actually, no interest prior to the Dows. But since our show, I'm not kidding. I've been, like, ears perked.
I think we're, like a matter, just a handful of points away from 20,000.
Yeah, but they keep saying that. So.
It's a record, yeah. But look at that. 1906 was the first time we closed above 100. So you think about how far we've come. In that category. 1906, the first radio set was advertised. So this station was built in 1924. So 1906, there was a company called Telemico. So it's Telemico, T-E-L-I-M-C-O for $7.50 in Scientific American, claimed to receive signals up to 1 mile. Far cry from the 50,000 watts, I think, that we have today. 1914, Henry Ford introduces the assembly line. For the Model
I was
T
not
Ford.
There for that.
You weren't?
No.
Is that what you drive?
No, it all isn't, right. But okay. I've been told I'm getting older.
But revolutionized, excuse me for sniffling, the revolutionized American production with the assembly line. That was really what that was all about. 1915, the House of Representatives rejects a proposal to give women a right to vote. What a bunch of crap that is. I know. Just look at that. 1915, 1920, 18th Amendment prohibition goes into effect, which was repealed in 1833. So talk about crime in Chicago and how that was all built. It was built, obviously, around prohibition. 1942, reported by our very own Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Cubs dropped plans. It was all the way back then that they planned on installing lights at Wrigley Field, but they dropped it due to World War II. 1949, The Goldbergs, the first sitcom on American television, first airs. The Goldbergs was a comedy drama from 1929 to 1946. You think about how long some of these shows lasted on radio. Now you get a few years and 10 minutes and a handful of episodes. But it was adapted into a 1948 play, Me and Molly, a 1950 film called The Goldbergs, and a 1973 Broadway musical called Molly. 1957, Whammo Company produces the first Frisbee. Here, let's take a look to one of the first commercials.
Frisbees are sold everywhere under $1 by Whammo.
That was all we have. There we go. 1964, Teamsters negotiate their first national labor contract. Jimmy Hoffa achieved his goal of unifying all freight drivers under a single collective bargaining agreement, the National Masters Freight Agreement, in 1964. 1964, also, the Beatles first appear on the Billboard chart.
News update, we're back in action.
Okay, very good. Very good.
What's this about the Beatles?
Beatles, first time they appeared on the Billboard chart in 1964. Do you know what the song was?
I think it was Love Me Do.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I Want to Hold Your Hand?
Yep.
Okay.
First time they were number 35 on the charts. Yeah, that was the first time they hit the Billboard charts. 1971, and I love this. All in the Family premieres on CBS, featuring, by the way, featuring the first flush on television. Now, I got to tell you, and unrelated to this, at lunch one day this week, and sometimes I work at my desk, I'll throw something on YouTube to entertain myself, and I found two prior pilots to All in the Family. Did you know that? That there were, like, It was like 1968 or 1969. ABC put out a pilot called Justice for All. And their last name wasn't Bunker, it was Justice.
I remember hearing about it, but I have not seen any of that. What I do remember, though, Dave, was the actual first airing of All in the Family, you know, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
They actually ran a disclaimer for the first few episodes.
The program you are about to see is All in the Family. It seeks to throw a humorous spotlight on our frailties, prejudices, and concerns by making them a source of laughter. We hope to show in a mature fashion just how absurd they are. It was Justice for All. There was another pilot called Those Were the Days. Slightly different set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to the song. This must be the long version.
Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold a song.
I don't know just what went wrong.
How many people know who Kate Smith was?
Yeah.
Kate Smith really sold a song.
Yeah, she sold a song, and she, God Bless America was that big song, of course, that she had. But you know how many spinoffs this show had? I mean, it just was endless. It was
Jeffersons?
First one was Maude.
Maude.
Then came, which also spun off Good Times.
Okay, there's three.
Okay. The Jeffersons in 75, which spun off Checking In. It was the maid who went off into her own series. I mean, it's endless. Archie Bunker's Place. So two, three, four. That's
four.
Number five.
Was Norman Lear part of all of these?
Yeah. Okay. Number six was Gloria. It was a spinoff starring Gloria.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Sally Struthers had
Mike went to join a commune or something like
that. Yeah, right. They were divorced, and then she got her own. Many of these, like Checking In and Gloria, maybe lasted one season.
Yeah, and then there was another one in 1994 called 704 Hauser. And if you've never seen that, go to YouTube. It's about an African-American family that moves into the bunker house after Edith dies and Archie moves out and just gets an apartment. And so they sold the house. And then you see really the entire set, which was the original set because they just had it in storage. But they put up new paint, wallpaper, furniture, everything else. It's very bizarre to see. 72, Sanford and Son, starring Red Fox, premieres on NBC. 73, also, it's the 440th and final episode of Bonanza. Can you imagine 440 episodes of any programs?
No. Well, the only one that would be up there would be Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
In terms of longevity like that.
But, Lise, we talk about all these new shows on Netflix and everything. There's 13 episodes. They go for two seasons, and they're exhausted. They're done every 26 episodes. 440 episodes of the show. 74 Happy Days premiered on ABC television. And then The $6 Million Man. The Jeffersons also, as we said.
Well, I wonder how many episodes of MASH were there?
Of which?
MASH.
That was in the 200s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that was the 200s. Dynasty with Joan Collins premieres on ABC. Hill Street Blues. You got that one? Okay, so 81. TV Guide ranked it number one in the list of the greatest 60 TV dramas of all time. It took place in a major Midwest city. So even though you saw those cop cars come through, Dave, that looked like a Chicago police car, they never said it took place in Chicago.
In Chicago, and the facade of the police headquarters where Daniel J. Trevante worked certainly looked like some of the buildings, the official buildings in Chicago.
But it didn't say Chicago Police on the police cars. It said Metro.
I don't think it could. It said Metro Police.
Metro Police. Well, you know, think about Chicago PD, fire, everything else. It's all Chicago stuff. But for some reason, they kept it somewhat generic on that show. But that was a groundbreaking show of its time.
What was the medical show that was out at the same time? St. Elsewhere. Was set in the hospital.
Yep.
And that looked a lot to me like Cook County Hospital.
Yeah, there was a star of St. Elsewhere who Steve Darnell interviewed him for a Nostalgia Digest magazine. He's going to be here in a couple weeks. But this guy, and I got to think about who it was now, ended up being Jack Benny taught this guy how to play the violin. Jack Benny gave violin lessons. Like
Jack
for real.
Benny was quite good.
He was.
You know, he would fake it. He would be, you know, kind of joking around with it. Jack Benny could play the violin.
But he taught people how to play the violin.
Yeah.
Like while he was like at the top of his game, he
He still gave violin lessons.
He still gave violin lessons. And it was always a joke on his show, obviously, because he was, you know, on the show, he was terrible. 1984 is true. I tell you, and that's one of the shows that drives me crazy that, you know, I think Antenna TV plays them, but, you know, you get the I Love Lucy's, you get the Honeymooners, you get the Dick Van Dyke shows. That one is not as played as often. And I watched.
Well, there was a whole run of them on Antenna, and I think they ran Burns and Allen, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
But Jack Benny, there was a Christmas episode where he was buying gifts for everybody, and Mel Blanc was there and played a role as one of the store clerks in voices that are indicative, of course, of Warner Brothers and Bugs Bunny and everything else. And then the guy, I can't remember his name now, but he would, yes.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
That guy from all those shows. He used to do that all the time. 1984. Ooh. Yeah, exactly. Classic episode. Laughed my ass off. It was very funny.
Lisa's rolling her eyes.
Yeah, she's like, Jack Benny, you old coot. Get out of here, you old man. 84, Madonna first sings Holiday on American Bandstand. It was 30 years ago. It was her first live appearance on regular TV. It was pretty clean for back then. Her first music video was Everybody in 1982, and of course aired on MTV. Lise, where were you in 84? You were what?
I wasn't even a thought.
You weren't even a thought. What year were you
parents,
born?
I don't think my parents, they were like getting married maybe.
Okay, all right. 84, I was a junior in high school. But Madonna was the, you know, the hot thing.
I was 28.
You're 28.
That was my ute.
I didn't mean to laugh. That was your ute.
That was my ute.
So here's Madonna Holiday on WGN. Oh, where is it? Where'd it go? There we go. We're spinning the tunes here, man. 1990, The Simpsons premiered on Fox TV this week. Did you know that The Simpsons first were a cartoon on the Tracy Ullman show? They were just like a little segment, and they didn't quite look as refined as they do today, you know, but they were on the Tracy Ullman show, and the first episode that The Simpsons aired, it was after Christmas, but it was a Christmas episode.
Okay. No, I did
1990.
Not know that.
Yep.
I did not know that.
And I think it's about 27th season. It's crazy. Wow. It's the longest running.
It's going to run up there with Bonanza for longevity and the number of shows.
What was the first primetime cartoon sitcom? Before the Simpsons, it was the Flintstones. That's right. It wasn't a Saturday morning cartoon. It was like it for adults.
They were on Friday evenings, as I recall.
Yeah, it was the Honeymooners kind of, you know, cartoon.
Oh, it was definitely take on the Honeymooners.
All right. 91, Operation Desert Storm began, U.S.-led allies versus Iraq. 1993, David Letterman announces his show moving from NBC to CBS. Remember how big that was?
It was a cover story on Time magazine.
Let's take a listen to the press conference.
As some of you may know, for the last year and a half, I've kind of been interested in doing a show a little earlier than the one I'm doing now. And that reality has come to pass here today. And I'm happy because of that reason. But what really makes me ultimately very happy and very satisfied is the fact that I get to come here and do it at CBS. And I just want to, at this point, thank these people for certainly their patience.
That press conference, actually, and how, like, that was a big deal. Because, I mean, nobody played against Carson, and nobody was playing against Leno, really. I mean, Arsenio Hall, I guess, but... But
this was 93, you said?
93. It was 1993.
Yeah, because Carson was already
a year
done.
Yeah,
Leno had.
But Letterman was following Leno, and he must have been fit to be tied. But you know what? This year also marks 35 years of Letterman in late night television.
Wow!
I'll try to get him, but I find that unlikely. But yeah, 35 years.
I have Ball State connections.
Do you?
Let's
see what we can do that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I like that, Dave. Okay.
Work on that.
1999 basketball player Michael Jordan announces his retirement from the Chicago Bulls. You know,
this is the first time?
That was the era. No, that was the final. That
the
was
final
the grand
one.
Finale. Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Jordan. You know, if you recall, he played baseball for a summer.
He did, but you
played
know
with
what?
The White Sox.
But we remember him as obviously.
I know.
Playing
of
basketball.
Course not.
Of course.
He
of
did
course.
Get a home run, though.
He did. He did. He did. All right. Walter Jacobson's perspective coming up next, 720 WGN.